time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yes, yes, yes. We are back. April, we here. We here. 4 months in. You know, we here. We glad you here. We glad you're lending your ear. You know, feels good to be heard. Feels good to be able to speak and talk to the people. I'm feeling good overall. Muhammad, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Feeling good. Feeling stronger. You know what I'm saying? Moving back towards a space of, you know, fighting, getting my fighting weight back. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So we ain't there yet, but we, you know, man, I'm feeling it.
Okay. That sounds, you know, good. That's a nice situation.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, last week this time I was still in Miami. Got back this weekend. So that was cool. You know what I'm saying? Daddy daughter trip, Black Fathers.
Nice.
I guess we'll be back. I mean, it's her birthday tomorrow, so I'll be back talking about that next week. But, you know, I got back in the spot and I was scrolling on the ground and saw Issa Rae doing this thing that looked like Black Mirror. And I'm like, wait a minute now. Because, you know, I ain't know that there was a season coming up. I didn't even know they was going to do another season. I had forgot. Right. And then I saw her do that. I'm like, what the fuck are they talking about? I had to go to Twitter.
Wait, explain what she was doing. Was this the thing where she, like, put some shit on the side of her head?
Yeah,
and, like,
yeah, and then go back. That's some Black Mirror
shit. That's a Black Mirror thing? Okay,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay,
it was,
okay.
In one of the seasons, they did it a couple of times, but the main one with that particular little instrument, it was like, it could record your life, you know what I'm saying? And it was a situation where dude was, you know, you saw him at work first, and then it was, you know, he went home, he was talking to his girl, and then he was explaining this day, and they went back through it, blah, 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 blah. And then they went to a little get-together. And one of the niggas in there was a nigga that she used to fuck with, but he ain't know. You know what I'm saying? The boyfriend ain't know. So then when he went home, the nigga started rewinding the tape, like looking at all the shots of, like, you know what I'm saying, the angles of them two, you know what I'm saying, smiling at each other and shit like that. He was like, oh, shit. And then he pressed her like, shit, let me see your motherfucking playback. You know what I'm saying? And then it just started a whole beef. You know what I'm saying? It was crazy. So when I saw her do that, I'm like, what the fuck is she doing with the Black Mirror shit? Because I had no idea what was going on. So I hit the Twitter, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, get a little quick information. Black Mirror, like, oh, shit, Black Mirror back with season 7. Issa Rae in one of the joints, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, oh, okay. Got me a little something to, you know, talk about, watch on. So I watched one of the episodes. I'm about to get all the way into it. But, yeah, it's back on par, you know what I'm saying? I think the first episode that I just watched was with Rashida Jones. She played one of the main characters. And it just speak to kind of like where shit is and where it could go. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Which, and it's always, the way they do it is always smart. So I fuck with it. You know what I'm saying? I was excited that was back because I wasn't even prepared. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, I've only seen one episode of Black Mirror. I think it was the one you was talking about a long time ago. It was, I think, Anthony Mackie or whatever.
Oh,
where
Lord.
They was, yeah. I saw that one. I was like, okay, this Lord. Is off the chain. I think I saw that one. And then wasn't this, is Black Mirror the one where the first episode, the guy got to eat a cow or something like that, or kill a pig or something like that?
Yeah. I don't remember that one. I remember something. I remember that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I never got into it. Not to say it's good or it's bad, but this is my question, because I saw that Issa Rae, I'd known about that because I remember her saying it in an interview or something, saying, yeah, I'm gonna be in Black Mirror, I'm excited about it, blah blah blah. And I know that's like, you know, that's one of them titles where it's like a look, you know, and especially for her, you know what I mean, from where she came from, like, to jump into this type of genre. is a nice little crossover thing. My question is, is it like an anthology, or do I need to watch all these other seasons?
Nah, you can watch one by one. You could go to any season and pick one, because all of the stories different. They don't link.
Oh, I bet. They don't link.
They don't.
Oh, okay.
They don't link at all. So and, you can start anywhere and just go.
Got you. And they dropped all of them, or is it they doing it a week by week?
Yeah, they dropped all of them. It's Netflix. Oh,
okay, yeah. So
they dropped
all
of them. So I'm fucking with
it. I might check it out. Yeah, yes, man, that's what's up.
So I peeped that first one and shit, and it's wild as usual. You know what I'm saying? It just takes a normal situation that could be happening right now or in the relative future, mm-hmm. and then they basically create a situation to how it plays out. Usually in the negative.
God,
you know what I'm saying? The challenging issues of the future and where we going and how it all works and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So I watched the first one. I'm ready. So I'm going to watch probably a couple more tonight and then take it from there. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. That's cool. I was watching a couple things recently that, speaking of Netflix, I went out to see my sister and my brother-in-law just to kick it with them for a little bit. And, you know, typically when I'm out there, I watch a movie or something with them, right? Mm-hmm. Last time I was out there, because, you know, I told you, me and my sister, we like to watch The Shy, and that's not coming back till next month. Mm-hmm. So we've been trying to find something to kind of substitute for this moment. So we came across Tyler Perry's Reality in Black, right? Now, man, let me tell you something. First of all, my sister, she into Tyler Perry shit. You know what I mean? Like, I think just on the black solidarity of it all, you know what I'm saying? Like that, we've talked about that, where it's like black folks, sometimes we watch certain shit because we just feel like we need to. You know what I mean? We got to support. You know what I mean? No matter how good it is, right? Mm-hmm. So, I came on here a while back and I talked about Divorcing the Black. I don't think they're linked, but it's similar shenanigans. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of, man, it is ridiculous. It's such a ridiculous. It's absolutely gratuitous on every level. On every level. Everything is over the top on every level. And then what's so funny about it, it's funny, but then it's just like, all right. Like, it feels like nobody got a kind word to say about nobody. Nobody is speaking in a positive light about nobody. Everybody's, you funky black bitch, I hate you, motherfucker. Get the fuck out of here, nigga. So one woman was like, nigga, bitch, you smell like Jim Crow. Like, it's crazy shit going on. And so we watching it to pass the time. You know what I'm saying? I'm over there kicking it and shit like that. But it's nothing that I would say, yo, you gotta watch it. But at the same time, it's like, yo, you might want to see an episode just to see how ridiculous this shit is. It's ridiculous. If y'all have seen this shit, let me know what you think. That shit is crazy to me. I'm like, yo, this off the chain. But I see that.
It speaks to an audience, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, for sure.
Speaks to entertainment, veg out. You ain't thinking about all that shit, man. I be sometimes talking and shit real. Like, I don't want to hear this shit, man. You just want to veg out and just be cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you
got to make sense of all this shit.
Nah, that's true. There's different genres. There's definitely different genres of viewing. And, you know, now that, you know, everybody, not everybody, but, you know, the whole second screening or the second screen viewing has become a thing, you know, where people are just, they watching it, but they're not really watching it. You watching it, but you still kind of scrolling Instagram and Twitter and TikTok at the same time. And, like, It's such a weird thing. Like, it used to really upset me because I like to be present for what I'm watching. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not gonna lie, I'm guilty of it now too. You know, but it's an interesting time. I watched that, and then I also came across this show. I've been watching a few shows on Apple TV, right? Because I caught me a little Apple TV deal, So mm-hmm. I've been watching, what's it, Dope Fiend. I seen about two episodes of that. I think it's Dope Fiend or Dope Thief, pardon me, with Brian Tyree Henry and my man from Narcos. It's all right. It's all right. It's still caught up. I'm still on the fence with where I stand with it. Then there's this show called The Studio, a Seth Rogen show, that is it's pretty good. I like it actually. It's funny. There's moments where I get a little frustrated with Seth's character because he's just so bumbling. You know what I mean? Like, and it's just like it gets ridiculous. Like, come on, bro. You know, it's not too many characters that could kind of get away with like the bumbling. Like Larry David was good at that. You know what I mean? But not mm-hmm. too many people. But you know, so Seth has a little bit of that. but it's interesting too. But what I like about it, especially the first episode, if you check it out, the first episode, because what it is he's playing like a newly appointed studio head. He's been at the studio for a long time. He's a fan of movies. He's like a cinephile. He's a fan mm-hmm. of movie maker, like directors, and you know, like he's on the side of the filmmaker, right? And mm-hmm. His boss, Catherine Hahn, she gets fired, and what's my man's name? Bryan Cranston plays like the OG studio head, or what, the conglomerate studio head, mm-hmm. but he makes Seth the studio head, and he mm-hmm. tells Seth before he gets the job, he said, "Yo, rumor has it that you like to make films, and we don't make films over here. We make movies, mm-hmm. meaning we make money. We ain't for all of that. You know what I mean?" So it's mm-hmm. kind of like he wants the job, but it's almost like he has to turn against everything that made him even want to get in the business. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? To have the job. And so you just see him trying to like appease these directors and things of that nature, but still kind of do the bidding of the studio. So that becomes the conflict. And there's a ton of stunt casting, which makes it kind of cool. Like Scorsese's in it. Ron Howard is in it. You know, Anthony Mackie, we just spoke about Anthony Mackie's in this most recent one. You know, all of this shit. So there's that. But one of the first episode, you know, like I said, this cat is a studio head, right? And he's mm-hmm. going to his old boss who just got fired, the former studio head, and he's going to her house. And, you know, she ain't called him, said she got fired, so she ain't really fucking with him. And she's sad, you know what I mean? She's sad, she's feeling bad, right? So he says, all right, I'm about to go out and see her. So he goes to see, and that she was a former studio head, so they go to the top of the hills, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? And they go, he goes to a crib, and when I tell you, this crib is so fire. Like, it's you know, every so often I'll see a residence. I got to call it a residence. I can't even call it a crib, a home. I got to call it some property. I got to call it a property. You'll see a property on screen where you like, oh, wow, this is aspirational. This is Architectural Digest. This is it. Mm-hmm. Like, but it's funny because it's like, it reminds me of that joke of what you want, crying in the Phantom or crying, you know. So like, she's sad, but it almost is so juxtaposed by like how she living that it just almost don't make any sense. Like, how could you be sad and you still live like this? Like, look at this. And they walking around the property and you see it like Hollywood off in the distance. It's worth, first of all, I think the show is good. It's fun. It's a fun show to watch. But that first episode is worth watching just off the strength of that alone. Just okay. to see how they shoot that. Yeah, just because I know you fuck with, you know, architecture and cribs and things like that.
Yeah.
I tell anybody that likes to, you know, see some fly shit, watch that first episode to see how homegirls live it. It's bananas. Mm. But, yeah. And then lastly, I seen this show that just started called Friends and Neighbors on Apple TV as well with John Hamm. And he's like a recently divorced cat. Who, well, he's divorced. He got divorced because I don't want to spoil too much of it, but basically he's recently divorced, and at the top of the show, he gets fired. So, like, his life is, like, kind of in shambles a little bit. And, you know what I mean? He's trying to keep up appearances and shit. Yeah, no, it's a wild situation. But it's good to watch. You know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. a cool little, I mean, I fuck with John Hamm. That's called Friends and Neighbors. Okay. That's called Friends and Neighbors. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You check that out, man. Let that. If y'all watching it, you let me know what y'all think, man. It's some interesting shows out there.
What was the name of the first one?
What, Reality in Black?
No, Reality in Black. One, the architecture one.
Oh, the studio. The studio. Yeah.
Right. That's that. Down, so I could,
yeah, know, check that out. Yeah, check that out. I'm curious to see what you think about the joints.
Yeah, man. Speaking of architecture and shit, you know, I reinitiated my Barnes & Noble run. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, you know, architecture is going to definitely be part of the collection anytime I go there. Go check out, see what the new, what they talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Interesting things out there. It's just, you know, it's just wild because I come from a place where a house was four walls and somewhere to eat and sleep. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like architecture. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like, you know, it was just, we got somewhere to stay. You know what I'm saying? And it was getting older that you started to realize that, wait, you know what I'm saying? A lot of this shit is a lot more than that. You know what I mean? The energy that people put in it and their personality and style and just the thoughts. Like, architecture, you know what I'm saying, it has a lot to do with thoughtfulness, you know what I'm saying, and thinking out how you want to live and building something that helps you along, that helps you live out the way you want to live. And it ain't just the look of that shit, it's how that shit is put together, where they put the gardens, where they put the, you know, windows so the light hit certain places at a certain time, all of that. And when you come from a place where none of that is considered, you know what I'm saying, it, once you start to realize, you like, damn, you know what I'm saying, it's like you missed out on a lot of life just by not knowing, you know what I'm saying, that life can be programmed for yourself through your abode, you know what I'm saying, not just, all right, this is the house we got, you know what I mean, that's your room, you know what I mean, go in there, go to sleep, get up, leave. So you spend more time outside because the house is just somewhere to sleep, you know? And then you start to realize life is more than that. And you could do more with life than you was shown in the beginning, you know what I'm saying? Or that you grew up with, or, you know what I mean? So that's the interesting part about architecture. So when you get those books, you're able to see where, yeah, we built this wall right here, but we put the window at this height because at that height, the sun will be able to hit, right? You know what I'm saying? During the spring and the autumn, the sun will hit in a certain place that makes the place feel warm. Shit like that.
Method. Yeah, for sure.
You be like, man, what? The windows came with the house, man.
Right.
That's, we don't even open,
I move
the,
towards
even,
the window. Yeah,
we don't even
right.
open the blinds, nigga.
Right.
Somebody might be looking in.
Yeah, especially if you're living on the first floor. You know what I'm saying? Which I used to live on the first floor, man. That shit was, ugh. As soon as you look out the window, you in somebody conversation.
Right.
You know
and
what I'm saying?
And yours. Like,
exactly. Come on, dog. Yeah, nah, so, it's something fly.
Yeah, so, you know, that's what I take from it above and beyond just how shit look. It's almost like the mindfulness that goes into putting some of this stuff together. You know what I'm saying? Especially when it's custom to a person who ordered it this way or helped build it this way or say, I want this and I want that, you know. And it's like you go to some older places outside of New York, right? Because New York don't have a whole lot of space and shit. Outside of New York City, rather. Went to my man crib. He had came up and bought him a crib out there in California and shit. And, you know, you go in the house and you see how everything laid out. And it's all these little, like, cut spots. You know what I'm saying? It's like, if you go out the side door here, it's like a little patio where you can sit and chill, da, da, da. But if you go out the side door on the other side, there's a big-ass oak tree and a whole side yard. But all this shit was planned out. You know what I'm saying? They probably put that tree there because we're going to put this door here for when the family comes out, they can enjoy the side yard. You know what I'm saying? And then it's the backyard. in my world, you only got the front yard and the backyard. You know what I'm saying? You ain't outside. You don't even think about the size. That shit just don't get no light. That shit just be over there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right. But that just gets you from the front to the back.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Typically, like, yeah. This is empty space. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Somewhere just to get between. And so when I saw that, I'm like, damn, they actually thought this shit out. Like, we could have had a side yard my whole life. We ain't had no fucking side yard. So,
yeah.
Yes, you know, I took a lot of inspiration out of just knowing that you can think your experience through, build mm-hmm. it, and then experience it. You know what I'm saying? And in my world, you always looking for somewhere to go to experience shit. And over time, you get rid of that and try to make what you're doing how you want to experience life at your own space.
Right, right, right. Because at some point, you gotta, you know, not accept or settle, but, you know, be present. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? You got to make what you got work for you. And I right. think that's the real cool thing about architecture is how personal it is, right? Mm-hmm. And how it's people's approach to life and their style and their ingenuity, you know, because I know you're talking about how particularly in New York City, there may not be much square footage for the average person.
Yards.
Yeah,
so I'm talking about yards. They have square yards footage.
Yards, yeah, depending on where you at, You know what I mean? But I say all that to say, like, I also come across sometimes these little videos of these people that live in small apartments,
mm-hmm.
but the way that they put the shit together,
mm-hmm.
like architecture in general. Mm-hmm. There's a certain level of vision that it's like fashion. It's like a lot of different things. Style. Like, it's just like mm-hmm. some people could look at a space and see so much potential. And like you were saying, some people could look at a space and be like, all right, well, that's the living room. That's the kitchen. Okay, that's where I'm asleep. That's the bedroom. They go to the bathroom. All right, bet I'll put up some, you know what I mean, some blinds and get me a TV and a coffee table. You know what I'm saying? Like, bare bones basic. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? There's other people that look at it like a canvas. And they right. say, okay, what I'm going to do? And you know what I mean? They so, you know, like, really inspired. And right. you can feel it. You go to some people's spots, you can feel inspired. Like, oh, there was real thought behind this. Right. This shit here, man, something. So.
Right.
Yeah, you know? salute to the architects.
Yeah. My man, Charles Blow. Uh-huh. I know him from New York, but he lives in the A now. He had made a post, I don't know when it was, I saw it today. And he was saying that, you know, because he has kids and he has friends in New York City, he likes to go back a lot, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So after going through it, you know, just the Instagram, this Instagram version of it. After going through, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, the finances of it all, you know what I'm saying? I was spending a lot of money just doing that. I might as well just get a small space. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so he showed the small space that he got. It was raggedy as fuck when he bought it. Mm-hmm. So he probably bought it for the low. And mm-hmm. then he renovated that bitch, made it, that shit like a nice-ass hotel room. You know what I'm saying? And if you ain't got to live there, you just coming in visiting, that's, man, that shit perfect. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn. Mm-hmm. He redid that whole shit to where it felt totally different from, you know, I'm roughing this New York life out.
Right, right, yeah. I'm doing bad. Nah, I got some fly shit. Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those things. That's the thing about it. It's all the expression, how you flip it. You know what right. I'm saying? It's like how you put it together, how you know, mm-hmm. some, that's what I say, it's really so much about vision, because, you know, somebody could be like, nah, I don't see it. And mm-hmm. then, give me a second, watch this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Watch this.
Salute to Usher. Watch this. Right. Watch this.
I'm going to turn your whole life upside
Abracadabra.
Down right now.
Abracadabra. Shambles. Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. So, yeah, dog.
Mm-mm-mm. Shit. So, yeah, I'm gonna check that architecture out on
Yeah, check it out. I hope studio. I ain't gassing it. I hope I'm not gassing it. I enjoyed it. You know, I enjoyed it.
That's the part about conversations nowadays. Because now niggas be worried about niggas go check it out and get judged. They judgment of it. Before you ain't really had that. You just had to use your imagination and be like, okay, when I get a chance, I'm gonna check it out. Like now, you got to prove everything you like in your head. You know what I'm saying? Man, that shit was dope. Exactly. Now you got to prove it. Well, send me the link.
Right, exactly. Niggas vet your shit right in front of you in the middle of the conversation.
God damn, nigga, can you just experience the conversation first, okay?
Exactly. Exactly. You just see a motherfucker judging your taste.
Right.
And it can become less and less or more invested in the conversation based on the materials.
Right, in the middle of the conversation. Like, this ain't even about that.
Nah. Just walk with me. You know what I mean? Theater to mind. Let's bring theater to mind back.
All right.
Too much information.
Oh shit.
you see this Blue Origin situation?
I missed it at first, but I saw everybody losing their minds about it, so I had to go check it out.
Okay. I missed it overall for the most part. Kind of like you. I missed it at first. I had heard about the lead up. I heard people talking about it. I kind of was a little wary, mostly for Gayle. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody else, it is what it is.
Wary as in she might get stuck up there?
Yeah, nigga. You know, I grew up back in the day. What was it? The Challenger? Like when the shit explode.
Yeah.
Shit's not guaranteed. Nigga, that was still cool.
They played that shit back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of them days they pulled out they roll in the TV and shit.
They rolled in the TV and shit,
showed us that shit. That shit blew the fuck up. Poof, poof.
Yeah, damn. Yeah. And then you gotta act like you didn't see that shit.
Right.
You gotta fan all the trauma out the room. Okay, kids, let's watch cartoons.
It wasn't like that. That was the 80s, nigga. If that was the day, nigga, we would have had all kind of therapists in that bitch. We had a day off. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Them niggas pushed that TV back in the corner and kept it moving.
Let's talk about what went wrong.
Turn to chapter three. Sure. You're like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I saw that it was going to happen. You know what I mean? Gayle King, Katy Perry, I don't know, Jeff Bezos' lady, I don't know her name, and a couple other folks. You know what I mean? So they all women. Going up there, you know what I'm saying, to space. That's what I heard. They're going to space.
Right.
So then, I didn't realize it, what day it was happening. I just knew it was happening, right? And I just, so much is going on right now that it's hard to kind of, listen, I'm just trying to make sure I'm on top of some of these auto-renews. You know what I mean, nigga? That's a trial. I ain't going to hit me. But anyway, so I'm like, all right, I know it's happening in the future, whatever, whatever. The next thing, because I saw like a meme where somebody was like, Gayle, it's still time enough. You could get out of it. You don't have to do this. You know, the motherfuckers are scared for. So anyway, next thing you know, it had been done. You know what I'm saying? Like, they talking about, yo, it went up, da-da-da-da-da. And part of me was like, again, maybe because I don't have cable no more, and I'm in the world, and I still read the news, but, you know, sparingly or at my own leisure, I just felt like I was either out the loop or was it a flop? You know what I'm saying? Because there was kind of, you know, like, I'm like, was it underwhelming? Was it like, you know, like, and then when I saw it was an 11-minute mission, I was like, I don't want to minimize space travel, but that shit, that seemed like one of them little slingshot joints at the carnival. You know what I mean? Man. Just a little, I mean, it's higher stakes for sure. You could die. For sure, but you can die at the carnival as well. But I thought, when I think space, and I know, you know, people orbit and do whatever. When my vision, when I think about space, I'm thinking about we going to the moon, we're going to land, we're going to get out, we're going to be weightless a little bit, we're going to walk around, you know what I mean, some of the craters, you know what I mean, take a couple photos. Like, we're going to be in that bitch.
One time, man.
Has there only been one person on the moon? Is that it since my man, since Buzz?
Hey, man.
Or is that...
America-wise, like, there's only one nigga, man.
To this day.
To this day.
So everybody else just been doing these little round trips.
We ain't been back since, man.
No, we've been a few. We've had some missions.
Oh, hold on.
Let me know. Look, somebody Googling it right now. See, they losing faith in the conversation.
I'm Googling it right now.
Okay, well, go ahead. Look, because, I mean, Ron McNair and, you know what I mean? All them people, I thought some of them was touching ground. I thought they was, you know, whatever. Anyway.
Hold on.
Go ahead. Yeah, talk to
they
me.
They say let 12 humans have landed on the moon.
Okay.
The Apollo program, 1969-72. First lunar landing was Apollo 11 with Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin walked the moon's surface. Apollo 12 successfully landed near Survey 3, returned with samples. 13 experienced a major malfunction en route to the moon, requiring a successful abort. 14 included the first use of lunar rover and scientific experiments.
Okay.
Like, we ain't seen none of this, though. We ain't got no pictures of these. 16 landed in lunar highlands and collected geological samples. And 17, the last crewed lunar mission with a trained geologist on board. But only picture is the one with Buzz and Neil.
That's the only evidence that we was up there. The only person. Look up Ronald McNair. What Ronald McNair do? Because I was in a Candex McNair program. Ronald?
Hold on.
Ronald
McNair. Just the black guy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he black dude.
I mean, we learned about him in school.
That was a long time ago.
Ronald Who McNair. Ronald McNair. Let's see. What the fuck he was going on? Challenger disaster. He died.
Yeah. Yeah, he died in the Challenger joint. Damn.
Yeah, Ronald, nigga. God damn. Huh? You set me up for failure.
I was sad.
Shout out to
Candex McNair. Candex McNair. There was a program in college that was named after Ron McNair.
Man, now my goddamn school PTSD has been activated.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, we're going to do some math in a second when we talk about Kanan. But, Sid. Anyway, long story short, I was like, okay. Like, I don't know, maybe I age out of it, or I don't even say I age out, maybe I'm just not that, I hate to say I'm not impressed by space travel, but it just didn't feel like much of anything. I will say this, when I saw the little video with Katy Perry and Gayle King both got out, Katy Perry particularly, when she kissed the ground, like, I kind of felt that. When Gayle did it after Katy, so it wasn't as impactful, but like, kissing that ground, I understand it was like, yo, whew, shit got a little crazy. You know what I'm saying? Got a little crazy. But then it's a little anticlimactic when you blast off into space and then you come down to that little ass parachute.
That shit looked like it was going too fucking fast.
Going up or coming down?
Coming down.
It might have been, because, and the other thing is, you hear all of the screaming in the cab, so that's when shit could get too real. When, you know, if the shit get nasty, oh shit. Anyway, what did y'all think? Were y'all impressed? Let us know. Were y'all impressed by this? Because, or were you just as underwhelmed as I was? Because I don't know, that shit just seemed very regular. I mean, I know it ain't. It's space.
These is regular people, man. These ain't astronauts, man. This is like some consumer. Only other niggas that done did it, like some billionaire niggas. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So this just easing it up for y'all to get ready for space tourism. You know what I'm saying? Go fly up to space.
It's
like that shit like Sea Escape was in Miami. Like when you was a kid, Sea Escape was like a little cruise you could take to the Bahamas. It only take about 2 hours. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like niggas going there just to go to the club. You know what I'm saying? It was international travel before you needed a passport.
It's like the safari at Six Flags.
Right. That's what this shit's gonna be.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. That's what's gonna be. Speaking of that, do you have a real ID?
I don't know. I keep seeing the signs every time in the airport. I got an ID that got a whole lot of extra shit on it, but I don't know if it's a real ID.
Oh, okay. So you got all that extra shit. That's probably a real ID. I got an old school ID. I got to get
I got to get a real ID soon or they ain't going to let me fly unless I bring my passport.
Damn.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they just be making shit up.
It's ridiculous, man. They making so much shit up and some of that shit they be getting me with. I'm a little sick. But anyway, what else is good with you, man? What's cracking?
Man, you know, I guess these tariffs are cracking, I guess, you know. Old Trump out here with the pump fakes, you know what I'm saying? Got everybody on notice. Got the stock market going up. Them niggas cashing in, you know what I'm saying? All that. So China chirping back with their little ass. I mean, I don't even know if China chirping back because, one, I don't speak Chinese. And, two, everything I see is all English-based.
True indeed. Yeah.
So I don't really know. I'm just going by the propaganda that's out there.
I hate that I'm kind of rooting for China. You know what I'm saying? I hate that. I ain't gonna look, man. I don't want to say that like that, but I mean, obviously,
the views
I'm a very
expressed on this podcast.
Yeah, no. I'm just like, dog. I feel them. I don't want them. You know what I mean? They like, man. Fuck all that. I guess I respect cats when they get pressed to not back down. I think there's a part of it, and it feels like a little. Hey, look, man. You know, the face of American politics is a little different now. You know what I mean? And I think my man is on some, he kind of just kind of trying to gorilla pimp his way through the game. Mm-hmm. And it don't really seem like it's much rhyme or reason. So when I see people kind of call this cat's bluff, it is kind of interesting. You're like, uh-oh. You know what I mean? I seen one cat, one of the cats from China was like, look, man, we've been around 500 years, and through the majority of that time, the U.S. wasn't even around, and we were fine. I said, oh, shit, these motherfuckers played the long game card. They say, yo, dog, we've been around here, son, what you talking about? So yeah, there's that.
They deep than a motherfucker, too.
Yeah, again, we only know what we know, but go ahead, what you about to say?
They deep than a motherfucker, man. They all the way over there. You got to go see them if you're going to see them. And you better be ready because there's a lot of motherfuckers over there, man. You know what I'm saying? They got more motherfuckers over there than the rest of the world. You know what I'm saying? You got to add everybody else up to match their number.
Yeah, so. You definitely got it. And it feels like they're way more, there's way more of them on the same page. You know what I mean? New York, like New York. The U.S., it's a lot of silos. You know what I'm saying? Like, who all going to be there? You know, China look like they ready to ride out. Whatever it is, let's go. Let's get it. And what I've noticed, this is what I've seen, and this is a funny, I don't know if it's a terroristic tactic, but it's very interesting. So, you know, reports say that the Chinese were like, look, you know, we used to respect IP back in the day. You know, we wasn't bootlegging your shit. Even though we make a lot of the shit that you kind of hold dear, that you value, place value in it, it really cost us not much. And, you know, we've been kind of giving you a pass. You kind of showing love. You know, I know y'all over there getting your capitalism on, so we ain't really going to tank the market too much. We'll contain it to Canal Street and certain streets of that manner. You know what I mean? But now what I've been peeping, and again, who knows how much of this is propaganda or just narrative manipulation, but I was looking, like, I guess on TikTok, you know, being that TikTok is still Chinese owned, there's been a lot of, on the For You page, a lot of, like, Chinese people breaking down, like, yo, here go the dupes. You know what I mean? And the dupes ain't as bad. The dupes are not what they once were. These are not knockoffs. These are replicas. You know what I'm saying? These are a little bit more sophisticated. Look at the stitching. Which one is fake? You know what I'm saying? And you don't know which one. And then that makes you have to have a moment where you like, what am I paying for? Am I just paying for status and access? Am I going broke to have proximity to people that have more money than me while I put, you know what I mean? And at the same time, are these people with more money than me, are they even paying for the real shit? Like, is this whole shit just an illusion? You know what I mean? So that ain't kind of fucking with your mind, friend. You know, like, there's a little bit of mental warfare going on. And it's a hell of a tactic. It's a hell of a tactic. And I'm not, I'm not mad at this shit. This little battle is interesting. That's all I'm saying. It's entertaining. That's it.
Word up.
How you feel about that?
Man, you know, I'm just seeing how it would weigh out for me. You know what I'm talking about? Like everybody else. You know, I ain't got no manufacturing firm, no sweatshops or nothing. You know what I'm saying? But I get products. You know what I'm saying? I got some shit I'm ordering right now. I'm talking to the nigga like, hey, man, what these tariffs talking about? He was like, give me a couple days. You know what I'm saying? So, so I don't know. So,
you know what? Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I got another conspiracy to that, somewhat to that line of thinking. I saw somebody say that, and this could just be, paranoia, but seen somebody on Twitter saying that there's a theory about, you know, the tariff stuff. is ramped up because there's been a growing upper and middle class in the black and brown community. There's a lot that we've seen a lot. This is high yellow hello. Give full credit. Got this wild theory about this tariff nonsense and the growing upper middle class in the black and brown community. Mm-hmm. We've seen more self-made e-commerce millionaires born in recent years than ever, mostly PLC, dependent on reselling foreign materials. Now, this is just a theory, but it was interesting, something to think about. It feels a little, you know, conspiratorial, but at least enough to bring up. What's your thoughts on that?
I mean, repeat the last part again.
All right, then I got to find it again. All right, here we go. Okay. Got this wild theory about this tariff nonsense and the growing upper and upper middle class in the black and brown community.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen more self-made e-commerce millionaires born in the recent years. And I mean born meaning, I guess, established in the recent years than ever.
Uh-huh.
Mostly POC, dependent on reselling foreign materials. Now, I don't know if this is based on real numbers or if this is anecdotal. Mm-hmm. Again, this is just a theory.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a wild theory to quote. But it's just something to kind of say.
So what you asking, you know, me? Even what you asking me?
Well, it's just kind of curious because you had just said, you know, you're talking to one of your homies that was like, yo, you trying to, y'all might be doing some shit. And he's like, well, what's up with the tariffs?
Right.
And it's just like, I have noticed, not even just particular to what you were just talking about, but like, I've definitely noticed, and I don't know anybody personally that's done it, but I've noticed a lot of this whole like Alibaba and all of these type of, you know, hey, you don't even need to have the inventory in your person. All you need to do, we doing drop shipping, or you're doing, you're paying this, and you too can be a millionaire. And now I don't know how many of these people are really cashing out, or maybe it's just that I'm being exposed to it because it's the internet. But it was just interesting that, in this wild theory, is this a way to kind of shut down a hustle that's been kind of advancing people that should still be marginalized?
Well, I don't think so. You know, man. I mean, if I take my tinfoil hat off, I don't think it's that. I mean, you know what I mean? It's a whole lot more business going on than some people hustling on Amazon and shit. You know what I'm saying? Alibaba. You know, I just think in the grand scheme of things, and I don't even know if this goes together, but I think that the U.S. has lost control of globalization. You know what I'm saying? It's like the globalization happened without permission. You know what I'm saying? Nobody said, hey, we need to get people involved with moving products from here to there, da da da. And so now you're in a place where everybody's depending on it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's working in it some kind of way. And then you at the top, you wanna cause some shock and awe. you gonna hit everybody where it hurt. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got a fucking TV from somewhere. Everybody got a fucking clothes from somewhere. Everybody got everything from other places that we've been involved with the whole time. It's just now this guy got funny ideas about how he want to manipulate the American market and how he wants to, you know, manipulate. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say this. They going to do this. You know what I'm saying? Then I'm going to take it back, and then we'll see what happens. I'm going to cancel TikTok since everybody want to be all, oh, y'all all want to be on the TikToks with the Chinese. I'm going to take it back. But then I'm going to let y'all have it. But they got 90 days, sucker. You know what I'm saying? Some old, old jive turkey shit.
So you think it's just a lot of,
I mean,
kind of,
I don't claim to know what it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm just showing what he's showing. You know what I'm saying? He taught a lot of shit. He, you know what I'm saying? He ain't stand on that shit for real. You know?
Right.
He took it back.
Yeah.
A
lot of loopholes.
You got 90 days. Yeah. You know? You need to deal with what we're dealing with, okay? You got 90 days. And then, you know, they got their shit they doing. I don't know. Niggas out here just trying to watch TV and use the phone. You know what I'm saying? Which is crazy, but that's how it is. All our phones get made over there, all our TVs and shit. What are we going to do? Nigga, we fuck. Nigga, we going to be like Havana, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Suspended in time,
They going to have to open up a TV shop fixing these old ass flat screens.
Oh, man. That's funny as shit. Oh, shit. Man. They got to go get a whole new screen.
They got to get a screen, nigga. We going to be in Fords, nigga. It's gonna be a trip. Be all that foreign shit is over.
Right. But you know what's so interesting though, and it's just humankind, but for sure America. We so resilient as a people that shouldn't be height in 30 years. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be 30 years. It'll be maybe people, 15 years.
Black people, it's gonna 12, be height 12 months. 5 man. We gonna be height
12 months. That's what we doing.
Right, well, we gonna figure that shit out. This shit gonna be a whole economy based off of you know what I'm saying? We can't get shit. It's gonna be niggas smuggling shit from goddamn Jamaica.
I'm
going home to Jamaica, man. You know what I'm saying? My people got a whole Chinese shipment.
Niggas got iPhones and Hennessy White. You know what I'm saying?
iPhones.
He said, hilarious. Oh, shit, man. So, yeah. All right. Well, that's what's up, man. We'll see. We will see what happens, dog.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. It's very interesting to see. You know, it's interesting. It's like that space travel. That's how I feel. I feel like them in that capsule. We just free falling. We waiting for this parachute to appear. But I just see the ground getting closer and closer. I ain't got no break. I'm just in it. I'm just along for the ride. I'm trying to stay as informed as I can. But the only information I'm getting is there. And that ground is getting closer and closer, faster and faster. Hopefully a big ass parachute will come out and this landing will not be as rough as I think it's going to be. Mm-hmm. But until that happens, I'm free falling. As I don't even know who sings that song. Free falling. I think that's the song. I don't even know who sings that song. But anyway. You want to get into some existential shit or you just want to go into this Raising Kanan? What you want to talk about?
Man, we can get into the canon, nigga.
All right, man. We'll table some existential shit for next week. I got some shit for niggas. You know, just this, you know. Nah, it ain't even that like that. It ain't scary. It's just some heady shit that we talk about. But we'll hit y'all with that next week. We going to raise the Kanan, man. Mm-hmm. Season 4, episode 6. Spoiler alerts. Season 4, episode 6, The Price of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like this episode, even though it was written prior to last week's conversation, I think it was in direct response to you feeling as though Famous was just the satellite character. They was like, oh, word, nigga, watch.
And I still feel that way.
I know, but the whole ecosystem of Raising Kanan was in mourning. Damn near. Everybody. I
mean, come on, man. You know. Lou ain't give that fuck that much of a fuck about Famous, man.
How you going to tell him? You see Lou about to drink again? You see Lou telling B-Rilla?
Lou think about murder. You know what I'm saying?
Man. So you can't even give Famous his trigger
Famous
props?
Famous gets the props, okay? In via satellite. Famous gets his props, right? And I think they're using it as a tool to you know, as an arc in the goddamn story plot. But him as a character, they been bullshit with him as a character, man. They pumped this shit up. Niggas want to think about Famous all season.
Oh, okay. I see what you see. So you saying he was, as how he was written and delivered in this season and last season a little bit. It doesn't feel true impact?
I just think that, you know what I'm saying, him as a character, I don't know what happened with him being on the set and not even developed. It's just you didn't get enough of him interacting with everybody to you know what I'm saying, to equal the fucking mourning that everybody doing. And the whole shift in storyline that's happening because of it. Like, this is how we see Juke become Juke. You know what I'm saying? This is how we see Kanan become Kanan. You know what I'm saying? And it's based off a character who ain't even there. So I get it. It's just that I'm not sure what happened to why he wasn't able to be more in the story.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's part of the story in itself. There's a couple things to that. One, I think that Famous not being around but being spoken about speaks to the void. You know what I mean? Like, yo, where your man at? Where he been at? You know, there's that. Because if we go back to the earlier seasons, this is the thing that I see, particularly with this Famous arc. I think, and as it relates specifically to Kanan and Jukebox, this is like, there's a thing about when you got them friends that you're cool with and you're close with your early childhood before you lose your innocence. And I don't mean you got to become a drug dealer, but before you start to be out in the world and things have become a little bit more transactional. Not to say that they're not valid, but just different types of relationships. Those early formative ass relationships, those fucking friends, they are like, they're held as a they are, you know, as they say, the colloquial, the day ones, right? So like, now if this was your man before you went bad out here and you deep in the game now, and now you don't have the same childlike innocence where, you know what I mean, you kind of just bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Now there's a darkness behind your eyes and you holding that gun a little differently. That shit right there, when you like, I can't believe they killed my man like that. You know what I'm saying? And that's almost like, that is kind of like the switch you needed. That is the justification, even though it's only symptomatic of everything that's been going on. But that's something that you could point to as the turn. You know what I mean? And like, to your point, yeah, it's a device. But then I also think the way they kind of did it, where it was like, yo, where's Famous? It kind of was like, where's Famous? Even as a viewer, because I was like, yo, because, you know, the last time, I think maybe one of the last times we seen Famous was him rocking that shit at Lou's bar. Like, if that was going to be his last hurrah.
He had a hit.
He had two hits. Cause he had Streets of the Body, and then that shit that he was rocking. I don't think that was Streets of the Body that he was rocking at the. But he was like, he was, oh shit, this nigga's blasted off, and then he's
you know, I think he had a little situation, but then he dipped. Something going on, you know what I mean? But like Famous was already, he was kind of the, particularly out of the three of them, he was the most ambitious. He was the most like striving, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, Kanan and Jukebox, they're, I don't say their trajectory is almost predestined. You know what I mean? Based on
the story,
what they come from there. Yeah, huh?
No, based on the story, because we know where they, based where they on fucking
the, but,
end
well,
up.
The story, but based on, like, within the story, based on their own lineage. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all, shit, y'all in the family business. Famous, he trying to be a rapper or whatever he want to do, and he trying to be famous. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's like, truly, freely aspiring to be something bigger than what he is, whereas both Juke and Kanan on a certain level have already, even if it's not super conscious, have resigned to what they know best and not beyond it. Like, even back when fucking Kanan could have went to Stuyvesant, he's like, for what? I'm trying to get money. You know what I'm saying? So his kind of like, his like, I don't want to say his trajectory had a ceiling, but it wasn't like, it wasn't anything lofty. But when Famous came around, that was almost kind of the joke of it all. Like, yo, Famous, yo, you really think you about to be somebody? And he was trying his hardest. So it was kind of like the heart. He was kind of some heart of the show. But anyway, so okay. Yeah, I just kind of, I think that.
I mean, I didn't want to diss the heart of the show. I'm just saying.
And I ain't got it. I mean, it is what it is. It's a few hearts, but I was just like, damn, Satellite. You hit him with the Satellite.
Man, he was Satellite.
I don't know if
he's
a Satellite. okay. All right,
I mean, the last two seasons, you know what I'm saying? That's all. You know what I mean? He was primary, you know what I mean, in the beginning. But it's like they faded him out, but now they're making him important at the same time.
So you think they should have done like a little 1 minute montage with how do I say goodbye?
No, I mean,
to yesterday,
I don't,
in the back?
Nigga, no. They did enough by having his goddamn repass in the restaurant. in the bar.
Wrap this
nigga.
Up. Wrap all of this
like,
morning
we
up. Come on
little,
now.
We not getting a location, nigga. Y'all go have that shit in the bar, man.
Y'all gonna get this. Oh, shit.
I'm like,
yeah,
damn, why
man.
They got all these lights on this nigga? Oh, they at the bar. Right.
They're at the bar. They're having drinks. They're open bar. It's an open bar at that, I think.
I hope.
I hope it ain't a cash bar at the repass. Because that'll get in the way of the grieving. I got to go in my pocket. You know what I'm saying? I got to deduct that from what I was going to give the mother. Right. You know what I'm saying? I got to shit. I got to take a few dollars off because I got to buy drinks. Yeah, man. And with that said, I will say this, and I've been seeing this recently. And I guess as I'm getting older, you know, when you get old, I hate that being such the content, but like living life and been to enough funerals in life, I think I'm pro nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need to see the body. I know that's that's like kind of a tradition. You know what I mean? Like, I think a nice, like a good blow up, nice little photo, flattering photo, some damn. Flowers. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have to see the body. Like,
we gonna be
I
all
think
right.
that. Yeah, nah, we gonna for what? Like, sometimes, hey, you know, That's just me. I don't need to see, because the body don't never really look like what you remember that person. I haven't been to many funerals. I guess probably on one hand and not even all the fingers that I could think about where I'm like, nah, they got that look like that. Like, you know, the age old, they look like they sleeping. Nah, they don't never look like they be look ashen and dead and cold. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I don't really need to see that. But that I might be in the minority, you know? Let us know in the comments. Are you pro nobody or you want the body? You know what I mean? Yeah, man. Where you at with that?
I mean,
where you at with that?
I'm with whatever the wishes were of the deceased, man. The deceased wanted to be buried in open casket. It's fine. I ain't tripping. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But I'm talking about you. Okay, but if you had to make it on your own situation. Okay, for you.
They going to bury me, man. I ain't got to see me, but, you know, I'm going to be put in the ground. Revolt, you know what I'm saying? Put do my part in the cycle of life. You know what I'm saying? Let the worms get to me a sign. You know what I'm saying? Sprout a tree.
Oh, you want to be one of them? You know, because they do that too. You can become a tree.
I
want
to be buried for sure. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Not. Not so you don't want to be
bag. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
not with tree seeds. You know what I'm saying?
Burlap bass, nigga. Yeah.
Burlap. Yeah.
Burlap burial. Yeah, that's crazy. Oh, man.
But yeah, I ain't tripping off of it. But yeah, so they had, you know, had his ass face up in the bar, shit. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
But it was the device, they used it as a device to turn all the characters, to bring that conflict. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got Marv looking over at Juke like, what's she on? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, we just been involved with a murder. I don't need to involved with this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you got Lou, he seeing murder. You know what I'm saying? Trying not to drink a drink. Then you got Kanan. Yeah. Kanan won't murder. Rock, like, nigga, you got bigger shit to fry, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't get all emotional and shit about this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Rock is the corporation. She trying to keep this fucking shit greased. Like, listen, nigga, I don't do no dumb shit now.
Niggas die every day, B. You looking a little emotional right now.
Come on now. Margins are down. We need everybody out of jail. We need all hands on deck. Come on now. Let's not get emotional.
So it's the setup for us to see the turn. And then, you know, you see it most in Juke, where she steals her daddy's gun from under the cushion of the couch. And, you know, she sits on the table, looks at it. You know what I'm saying? You know, you're starting to see the origin of the villain story. You know what I'm saying? And who knew it would have been famous? But, okay, here we are.
Right.
The origin of the villain story. Then, you know what I'm saying, you see Kanan. He out there trying to exact revenge. He in the bins with BBS. Is like, ain't nobody see that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right. 93 91. Yeah, come on.
With
come
the
on.
Pistol.
And it's your bins.
Your bins. Your own car. Yeah. Now you need to be like unique and get some buckets, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
So he out there with the pistol. He over there looking, but he out of heart to go do nothing. He had to go spin and get Juke. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, sharpshooter.
Hey, you still down with what you said you was down for?
Right.
You
right,
know it. You know what I'm saying? She old dog. You know it.
Absolutely. Jukebox born. I'm trying to tell you, man, when Juke caught that first body, you know, you just see, and every time that she loved the gunplay, you could just see like the light in her face when it's time for a trigger. She is all in, yo. Let's get it. Let's get it. I'm depressed.
You've been practicing, you know, nigga. She been at the makeshift gun range that she made up, nigga, shooting Coca-Cola cans and shit, nigga. She's
Steph
so ready.
Curry.
Then poor,
all the way there.
Then poor Marvin, he come trying to give her a pep talk, bring her back to the light. He ain't doing nothing but pep talking her into the murder, man. He like, you know, I just don't want you to be like me, but I am you. I don't want you to be that part of me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't do nothing but nothing bad. She like, yeah. He like, ah.
But you was a great role model, my nigga. I like how you do it. And I see where you went wrong. I'm going to be better. This is the thing. I do like Marvin and Jukebox relationship because I do like that they can have real conversation, honest conversation, especially, you know, because they had to fall out back in the days, you know what I mean? And then they reconciled, and now I feel like they're very much 100 with each other, and I appreciate that. Now, I have to say, Marvin should have moved that gun. Come on now, don't move it from
nigga,
one couch, why, push it to the
wait,
other
wait, wait,
couch.
Wait. Why is
nigga
Marvin going outside without the pistol anyway?
I don't know, especially after what happened. Like, come on.
Why?
Like, that don't make no sense.
It don't make no sense that he leaving the pistol home anyway. It don't make sense that he only got one pistol.
Up. Like, he got a pistol.
Why he only got one pistol?
I don't know. He's, you know what I mean?
They probably got all the bodies on that shit. Nigga, throw that shit out, get a new one.
He's a minimalist. Yeah, man. It don't make no sense, Marvin.
Marv don't really make sense a lot of times. He just like he said, he good at what he do.
Yeah,
he just be moving.
So you got B-Rilla. Mm-hmm. B-Rilla, what he say? Shit, I'm getting it. B-Rilla was in there getting it.
Fuck is you doing? Yeah, what you stop this
shit? That
shit
was kind of hard. I need the fucking soundtrack now.
Even the fucking engineer was like, I liked it. He was like, of course you did.
Of course you do, Alan.
Alan is like, destroy that community. Come on.
But Lou don't want to hear that murder shit because he already own it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And they having a conversation. He like, let me leave before I do something I regret. And then be real mm-hmm. like, yeah, I want to see that. He like, yeah, mm-hmm. nah, you don't. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
You don't.
I turn crazy. Don't let me. Shit, nigga. I turned into the brown liquor barbarian.
Lou got bodies, nigga. I don't know what y'all talking about.
Dude, wait, let's think about this. What's the body total? Not the total.
Count?
What do you call that one? Yeah, the body count, but there's another word, but I can't think of it. But yeah, who has the leaderboard? Is it Marvin or Lou? Because Lou got a lot of reluctant bodies. And then does Rock got a couple sneaky bodies? Mm-hmm. Marvin got a few emotional bodies.
Marvin got some bodies. Marvin just probably got the most because he just be killing.
Okay, yeah. So Marvin. So we go what? Marvin, Lou, Rock.
Rock.
Or is Rock in second place?
Nah, Marvin, Lou, Rock,
Juke.
You know what I'm saying?
Juke is the newcomer.
Famous got a body before all the other ones.
Look at that. I told you he's ambition.
But that's why they said they killed him. You know what I'm saying? That's why they said they killed him.
Because of that body? Because they shot that? Because he shot that dude in the crib?
Yeah, it was revenge for that. But I don't know if that intel is right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Little man is intel. Little man playing both sides. He done found the stash spot, nigga.
Man. Nigga, I didn't know Kanan's stash spot had a sunroof. That's ridiculous,
what
my
you
nigga.
Mean? Why you he got a sunroof?
Did you not see when he went to go to the storage joint? They pulled out the fucking ceiling was see through.
Oh, they needed just light so you can see. They ain't want to have to light that shit up too hard.
Nah, I don't know, because they made it look like you could see what's all what was going on inside that storage container from just above. Mm-hmm. And it's sad. He need to stage that storage container. It's just like you said, man. It's just that big ass chest with a tablecloth over this chest. Nothing else. Nigga, of course there's buddy in there. I don't like OC. He too, yeah, man. I don't know. I'm hoping that Kanan.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hoping Kanan is slick enough to catch it, you know, smart enough. But
no shit. I just looked up Lou's body count.
Uh-huh.
That nigga got about 11 bodies.
Really?
Yeah.
What's Marvin? Where you get this information? What site is this?
The internets, man. The interwebs. The
Reddit thread? No, okay.
It's like a wiki, wiki fans type shit.
Okay. Yeah. We all see that.
Yeah.
We might put that in the stories. Shit.
Yeah. Lou, it's
Kanan
like,
got about. Go ahead.
I haven't looked up all of them, but Lou had, it's like 11 bodies, you know what I'm saying, that Lou had. Mm-hmm. So. Power Universe Wiki. You know what I'm saying? Lulu Thomas. And then there's a section called Murders.
I like that. So Murder Metrics.
Committed by Lou. Derek Washington shot in the head on Rock's orders.
That was the first one. That's the one he didn't want
to
do.
Yeah, Crown Camacho. You know what I'm saying? Strangled to death for smashing Jessica and being disrespectful. Jimmy shot in the head for shooting at Marvin and killing Renee. Farid shot with Rock to death to eliminate competition. Four Italian mobster members shot with Marvin to death. Two Italian mafia niggas both shot in the head for killing Ziza and trying to kill Lou. And Chantel shot to death for snitching about Scrappy's murder. connected to Lil Scrappy. Him, Marvin, and Scrappy drove to the warehouse, only for Rock to kill him for allegedly snitching.
Oh, right, 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 right. I remember that. And then Chantel was the one that got shot over the coffee table, over the glass coffee table. Yeah, yeah, that was a good one. Yeah.
So that nigga got a lot of bodies.
He do.
That nigga got murder on his mind, and he trying to get better with himself.
Yeah, he trying to, you know, he going through it. He going through all types of withdrawal.
Right.
Murder withdrawal, fucking liquor withdrawal. Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. You know what I'm saying? We'll see. And now the nigga, you know, now he trying to, change, you know, get more. Who's this, Kanan? Get more conscious of, he won't be a conscious rapper.
Shit. What's up? Rock got about one, two, three, four. Rock got five bodies.
Yeah, I told you she got some little sneaky joints. Damn, she got some
bodies. Oh, shit. I don't know. She got motherfucking Gabriel shot to death for abusing Juliana. That's Juliana's husband.
Okay.
Scrappy, we just talked about. Italian mob member. Juliana shot to death for betraying her, and Malcolm shot, the baby daddy. He shot him. She got a lot connected to her, but those are the ones she did.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's anything we're forgetting on that one. And then I still think Marvin might be at the top of the leaderboard, but we'll get into it.
We'll figure it out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, post that. Yeah, we'll post that in the story.
Table check. Brain check on the murder count.
Exactly. What else is going on in this episode? There's a few different things that I just got some notes about it. We talked about that. Unique is persistent.
Oh,
I'm saying Unique is real, man. He is on it. He is on it. He is right there outside of Phil Russo's headquarters. Like, that nigga's like a day laborer. You know what I'm saying? Like, he need this shit to turn around.
I got my shit together now. What we doing?
Right. What's the play? Phil,
I need your back.
Some money. I need money and muscle. He like, damn, brother, what else do you need?
Man, how the fuck that's going to make me some money? Nigga.
Right. Said, nah, you gotta see the vision. So then but what was interesting to me, it was just a funny moment. I guess it paid off a little later. But I was saying, like, Unique went, you know, Unique on his bounce back. You know what I'm saying? He about to fully reveal himself. So he had to go to his, you know, his Dapper Dan connect, you know what I mean? Go to his atelier, you know what I'm saying, and get right.
He like, nigga, I'm about to show back up. Yo,
Give me all the chains.
You just need to pick the chain you want. Give me all of them.
All of them. Oh, I'm gonna wear them shit all at the same time. Absolutely. I'm back, nigga. But what was the funny part to me? And I get paid off a little later, but he went to that atelier and they did his measurements. They fucking measured this motherfucking sleeve length, measured his arms and shit, did his whole wingspan. And he just walked out in a leather vest. Said, nigga, what the fuck? How you do all of that measurement? And he got no sleeves.
The nigga had a sweater. He had a turtleneck on. You know what I'm saying? He had a couple of things on, man.
He ain't buy no sleeves. Where his sleeves at? No, I see later on he had the fur, but that shit made me laugh. I said, he did all of that shit. They niggas put a fucking vest on him. Said, yo, Pop, go ahead. I guess that's the holdover till we finish up. Oh, yeah, you wear this for right now. Nah. So there was that. talked about mom still asking everybody for the euthanasia. You know what I'm saying? Yo, put me down. She said, yo, Lou, it's your turn. Come on, my nigga, put me down. Lou said, look, I don't even want to do it. Not because it would hurt you, but it'd hurt me.
Yeah, so it's not because of what it'll do to you, but what it'll do to me. He already fragile on the murder shit, man. She trying to push him over the edge. Yeah. Your own mama. It be your own people.
I think don't let her ass rock. Rock gonna hit her with the pillow.
Rock gonna shoot her in the motherfucking head.
Absolutely. Certainly. You know what I'm saying?
I thought you'd never ask.
Absolutely. Boo, boo, boo. How dead do you want to be? Anyway, so there's that. The plug, you know the plug, High T. You know my man, it's the first time him, DeStefano, and Rock, they went down. He ain't have his teacup with him. They was drinking wine. But the plug, when you look at this nigga, he look like he's in disguise. Something about his mustache look fake as shit.
Hey, I think they spent all the money on the quality black actors, because all them other motherfuckers, man, be like, come on now. Nigga. But Famous Mama, nigga, the police, that's grilling Famous Mama, the connect, what is his name? Wando Kwando.
Rondo Kwando. I thought you was going to say not just the actors, I'm more so talking about some of their makeup department, because that nigga Kwan got the wispiest beard.
I mean,
my beard ain't even, that shit look
Kwan
crazy.
Looking like he's speaking Kung Fu language on the Saturday morning.
Yo,
shit don't add up.
Yeah, man. So there's that. Rock is being real patient with Crystal. More patient than we've ever really seen. Like, you could tell that she really appreciates. She like, look, you holding my son down. You know what I'm saying? I don't wanna, you know what I mean, get in the middle of none of this shit. I see that he fuck with you, he love you, you know what I mean? You kind of my proxy now on a certain level. I gotta let him go, but I want him, hopefully somebody to care for him, and I see that as you. So, you know, I think her attitude is defrosting too. It ain't as funky as last episode or the episode beforehand. But
she in a very vulnerable place though.
Who, Rock or Crystal?
Because you know what I'm saying? Okay, Rock is in a very vulnerable place. You know what I'm saying? The business is vulnerable. Her relationship with her son, her only son, is vulnerable. She done went too far to turn back. You know what I'm saying? So she doing whatever she can to salvage. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The relationship between her son. And her son, you know what I'm saying? And her son is giving all his trust to young girl, so she not going to diss her. You know what I'm saying? She actually trying to give a game. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to be around my son, then you need to know what he up to. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, she giving a game and trying to do her best, you know what I'm saying, to refrain from choking the bitch out. So, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's coming together. You know what I'm saying? I think they meeting at a level, at an interesting intersection of life, where Kanan probably gonna need her at some point, or at least betray her to the point where he should have needed her, but he betrayed her. I don't know. But it's gonna come to a head where all of this is gonna play out.
When you say her, you talk about Rock, Crystal?
Rock.
Okay.
Crystal is just you know what I'm saying? She's just a figure in the space.
Okay.
I'm not sure if she's gonna have Sean or not, but maybe that's Sean mama.
Oh. Right. Well, he's tracing it back. Be realist, baby moms is refreshingly understanding. You know what I'm saying?
Like, she ain't that understanding now.
She cooled off quick though. She was mad for it almost felt like her anger was an act. It was even like, and I don't know if that was the tone of the that was what she, you know, but it was like she was almost laughing at, yeah, I was bugging. Here, take your baby, hold your baby. You know what I mean? Nah, nigga, go ahead, go write your bars. You know what I'm saying? I believe in you. But it was a moment where she was kind of like, you know, as kids say, you know, you was fake upset. You know what I'm saying? I was fake such and such. She was fake upset. And she kind of was like, yeah, you know, she still believe in them. They still look like a unit.
Yeah, you know what I mean? He might not live there, but they got.
Yeah, they got unit potential. It might still, you know what I mean? They might be all the way solid.
She believe in whatever he got going. Like, whatever you doing, get it done. Because, nigga, you on borrowed time. This nigga trying to line up the label owner.
Right. He trying to line up. But we saw that coming.
Yeah, we saw it coming,
that.
But this don't seem like it's going to play out too well.
You don't think it's gonna be good?
Nah.
You don't believe in my man from the Black Bookstore?
It ain't even the Black Bookstore, man. I don't believe in the writing of this script that this is gonna work out well. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And I don't know I'm not sure if, because the nigga live with Lou. I don't know how, you know what I'm saying? How it blow back on him. How it might untangle into some murder shit, nigga. That warning he gave him in the studio sound like a precursor. You know what I'm saying? Like a foreshadowing of such.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I was just thinking about that. Yeah. So like, is that, yeah, go ahead.
So I don't see it playing out well.
Yeah, I can see that too, because it's like there's got to be some consequence for it. He's fucking up the game. I could see that Lou breaks his murder fast with B-Rilla. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? Or some shit where it's like, you know what I mean?
Damn, dreams come to, you know, die. Like,
yeah, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, dog, you fucking it up. I'm trying to change my life. You not listening. You know what I'm saying? And maybe the fact that we just did see B-Rilla with his child's mother and his daughter to kind of bring a little bit of emotion in there. You know what I mean? But like, and it built a little tension. So maybe that is the payoff. Maybe that is the payoff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I don't know. I'm curious, but it makes sense. Cause Lou gonna kill somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, it feels like Lou gotta kill somebody before this season is over. You know what I mean? Just to keep his average up.
Right.
You know
what
I mean? Keep his endorsements. Right. You know. But what else? Oh, so I mean, cause I did a rewatch, and I'm probably 15 minutes to where it closes, but from the remember, so I might be forgetting something, but I do know. Unique pulled up on a rock with the butter pecan again. Was it the butter pecan? Yeah, was butter the butter pecan? Pecan
like, yeah, you might be on something with callback. This butter pecan. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Which nice is too early. Like,
it's two on the head.
No, it ain't two on the head. It's just that of that era, somebody of his age would have already knew about butter pecan. You know what I'm saying?
You think so?
Yeah, hell yeah, because. What's this, 93, nigga? This nigga grown. He know about butter pecan.
Yeah. He know about
it's
it.
Like,
but I think,
it's
I
like,
think,
that's a reference for like a Gen X nigga. Not a Gen X nigga and a millennial. You know what I'm saying? And he wasn't no motherfucking millennial. But.
Nah, I get it. But what I always think is butter pecan, even way back when, butter pecan is very much like it's a grandma flavor.
Nah, there's certain nigga, flavors that was you my age favorite into. Shit, nigga. And I'm probably but younger you than was, Unique.
Okay. Yeah, but you was at your grandmother's house.
No, I was at my
or
house.
Or wasn't
too.
You around some older people?
No, but butter pecan wasn't even at my grandma's house. My pops used to fuck with it. You know what I'm saying? That's why I fuck with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because my grandmother used to fuck with it, and it was cool. It was cool, but it wasn't exciting.
Right, okay,
even
right,
though
right.
It was only like vanilla. You know what I mean?
No, I
like,
get you, I get
what
it.
Was it?
I
Neapolitan. It. So I think that, you know, it's just like anything else. It's like, it's just, that's her little quirk.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it was a cool little way to do it. But yeah, I don't know if it was a, I don't know if it's that like a Gen X or millennial thing. I think it is kind of. It also speaks to the bit of a age gap between Rock and Unique.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah,
I just think I didn't think that
you ain't like it.
That particular thing wasn't the one that could give you that age gap. I guess you can't. Mm. Like now, if a young person talks about butter pecan, like it's a big gap. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Between when it was popping and now. But at that time, I don't think it was that much of a gap. But I take it as the device.
Let me ask you this. So do you think that butter pecan was popping at one point? That it's
in
not
my
anymore?
World,
you
it
think
was
butter
popping.
Pecan had a heyday?
In my,
but that's in your house.
In my No, I'm talking about just in my world, it was popping. But I'm really? Just a nigga from the South. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I'm not sure what niggas was doing in New York or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, fair enough.
I'm a nigga from down south. Okay. That shit was going down. Pecans was going down. You know what I'm saying?
I can dig it.
But, you know, it wasn't. Shit, my grandma's house ain't had no fucking ice cream, nigga. All you had, nigga, you had breakfast, eggs and grits, motherfucking oatmeal,
yeah, nigga. Maybe, real shit,
maybe
yeah.
cream of wheat. Then you had peanut butter and jelly for lunch, nigga. Uh-huh. And then the dinner shit. It wasn't no snacks. It wasn't no in betweens. The kitchen was closed, right. nigga.
Got it. No frills.
And that's probably why I had motherfucking. Food insecurity or some shit. Cause one time somebody was like, pick the restaurant. Bev was like, we was in Miami. And she was like, Yeah, let's link for dinner. I'm like, cool. She was like, pick the restaurant. I'm like, I don't give a fuck, whatever. What you looking for? You know what I'm saying? She's like, why you don't care about food? And I had to really think about that. That shit sent me to the mirror. I was like, why don't I care about food? And then I had to remember growing up, nigga. Food was, you know what I'm saying, was in these specific spaces in between that. No, nigga, that shit was closed. You had to stop. You even if you got hungry and you outside playing, you had to forget about that shit because you already know that shit wasn't no option. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I get it.
And I think that shit carries over to my attitude towards food. It's not like, ooh, I'm not a foodie. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, I'm eating to fucking survive, to not die.
Interesting. Yeah. I like how niggas or some shit the trauma. Niggas, they throw that suffix on it. You know, that's why I got the little food insecurity or some shit. But anyway.
Some type shit.
You know what I mean? Type shit. You know what I mean? Shit, nigga. Oh shit. That's what it is. Anything else we forgot on this, or is that enough?
I just wanted to bring up the part where Unique went and saw where he was like, you know, he went and saw the plug and he was like, well, all right, with it. Go see these niggas. You know what I'm saying? For the soldiers.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
The Trenton niggas.
He sent us to some black people. You know what I'm saying? So he went down there and seen them. And then my man was like, hey, man, riddle me this. Queens run out of niggas or something.
That was funny. You got to outsource niggas. I thought there's plenty of niggas out. Hilarious.
What the fuck happened, nigga?
Riddle me this is always a good transitional phrase, especially in cinema. Riddle me this. That's funny as shit. Yeah, nah. That's when you're going to say some slick shit when you hit a nigga with a riddle me this. Oh, man.
So that shit was funny.
Yeah.
So
he said, "Nah, nigga." But he had a slick report. He had a slick reply though.
He was like,
"He said them niggas is
they all spoken for right now."
right. I'm gonna get them back, but right now,
they all spoken for, and I'm kind of low key. Yeah. But nigga, you ain't that low key, nigga. You done been to the tailor, nigga. You done got jeweled up. Done seen the jeweler. Somebody done said something. But you showed yourself. Now everybody know what's on. Now, do Rock die? You know what I'm saying? Do she talk her way out of it? It's like, nigga, this is a misunderstanding. Nigga, you all on some wrong shit. But this nigga already done soldiered up for war.
He keep telling everybody, it's not my girlfriend.
I'm not going to say it again. It's not my girlfriend.
Oh, man, nigga, you loved her.
But I love her.
But I got a question. Do you think, I don't know if Rock gonna die, but if even either way, do you think that she's gonna tell him that she was pregnant, or that's never gonna ever come to light?
I think that's gonna be her way to get out this shit.
Okay. Interesting. All right. Any other predictions?
Nah. It's getting crazy, so it's hard to predict.
Yeah. Anything you want to see happen? Anybody that you feel like storyline might need a little infusion?
I'm just enjoying it. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to step on the story. You know what I'm saying? I enjoy just being a spectator of this shit and not trying to, you know what I'm saying, infuse my own views. You know, that's one thing I'm learning about this new brain and shit. You know what I mean? You ain't in control of none of this shit, so why you trying to fuse your shit into this shit? Let this shit do what it do, and you do what you do. So, not to make it some big ass thing and nothing, some philosophical thing. It's just, I don't know.
That is the most profound statement of all. I don't know. You don't know what you don't know.
Right.
That's real shit. Shit, man. So that's that. Well, listen. Let me talk to these people real fast. May 22nd, we at Arlington Draft House, Arlington, Virginia. Tickets are on sale right now. Batavia, Illinois, June 26th through the 28th. Tickets are on sale now. Texas, I might have something coming real soon. Very soon. Keep an eye out on DamianLemon.com between now and next week. But next week I might be announcing something even more. But yeah, get them tickets. The show's good. We've been having a good time. I was just looking back, just looking at the footage from the brokerage show. Mm-hmm. That shit was a good ass show. It was a fun show. Shit was good. You know what I mean? So, yeah, go get some tickets, especially if you're in the DMV area. Tell your people, tell all the friends, you know what I mean? And shit, as always, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. But yeah.
Conversation.